Welcome to The Right Path. I'm your host, Samantha Davidson. As an executive manager in the construction industry, a driven, creative entrepreneur, and a passionate author, I understand how challenging it can be to find balance. Regardless of what's been holding you back, the demands you have weighing you down, or where you are in your specific journey, I invite you to join me, and maybe we can find success together. So, if you're looking to elevate your platform while balancing your busy life and your creative passions, then I think you found the right place on the right path. Let's dive in. Hi guys, and welcome back to my channel. I hope you are all having an amazing day. It is Friday, June 7th, and again, it's been a while since I last posted an episode, but it's been a struggle. And I know that that seems to be the common theme lately with my posts and with these episodes and just everything that you've seen come from me. And I do want to get into it. I'm very cautious with the amount that I do share of my personal life, of my business life, of things that don't really pertain to my creative outlets, because that is real life. And there's a lot of complications that can come with oversharing. So there are a lot of areas that I do struggle with my day job, with my career, just like everybody else does. I don't think that it's ever easy. I think it all just depends on how much you're willing to take on, how much you're willing to accept, and how far you're willing to go. I have many reasons for remaining in the job that I am, no matter how challenging or complicated or difficult it could get. There's reasons why I stay, and those are my reasons and my reasons alone. And everybody's going to have a different opinion on that, and everybody's going to have a different breaking point. And that is going to be something that I'm going to talk about today a little bit. That also being said, there's a lot going on in this very niche, very small writing community. And I do want to touch on it, but only enough to say that in everything, in whatever is being said online right now, I'm choosing to find the love in all of it. And maybe that's difficult for some people to see. Maybe it's hard for some people who are following me to hear, because there's things that are being said one way or another that a lot of people don't agree with. As far as I'm concerned, and like I said, this is going to be the only thing that I discuss about any of this. And for those of you who are listening that are unaware, that's totally fine. It's not something that you need to go looking for, in my opinion. Just know that your passions are what should be important to you, and living for those passions should be your focus. This is a very niche market, and the people that are in this industry, in this market, in certain communities, are very passionate and very heated at the moment. And I'm just choosing not to focus on it. I have a lot going on in every other aspect of my life, and writing's important to me. And being able to have the energy and the enthusiasm to continue to write and love to write, and getting caught up in anything that is outside of what I can control or things that directly affect my life. And maybe that sounds really selfish, and that's not how I want to come across at all, but I need to focus on that. I need to focus on my family, on my career, and on being able to produce content or inspiration or writing or books or whatever the case is. I need to focus on me. And I think that maybe that's my advice to anybody else out there that's finding the negativity a little bit overwhelming. Just pull back and focus on you, because at the end of the day, that's all you can control anyways. And drowning in the negativity, which has been what I have been doing, it doesn't help. It only drags you down further. And if you can find the love and choose the path of love, and when I say that, I don't mean loving everybody. I mean loving yourself enough to just focus on you, and loving yourself and focusing on yourself and making that the most important thing. That right there, that is choosing love. Okay, so now that we're past that, I want to talk really quickly about a post that I put up the other day, and I don't believe I've addressed it on these podcasts, because Lord knows I have recorded, I think, 6 or 7 episodes, my energy keeps shifting back to things that I don't want my energy on, and so I just haven't posted any of those episodes. However, recently I have announced that the Writer's Getaway has been canceled or temporarily postponed. There is a lot going on in my life. There's a lot going on with my career life, and I want to say that between that and my writing life, it just isn't the right time. And I feel like I was forcing this getaway. It was something that I really, really wanted to do. And I know that it's a part of my future to be able to do these and bring writers together and cultivate a community and build a community of friends and passionate people who all have the same goal in mind. Unfortunately, I'm feeling like right now, it was being rushed. I feel like the idea and the concept and everything else was perfect, but my timing wasn't. And a lot of that just goes back to what is going on in my life and some of the instability with that. And not just instability in my life, but emotionally and mentally for me as well right now. So I'm going to get into that, but the getaway is postponed. And I will be posting as soon as I have some more information on that. I am working on a few other things, and I'm really hoping that I'm going to be able to talk about that over the next couple of weeks, months, throughout the course of the summer, and be able to share some of that with you. So that's all really exciting stuff, and I just want to really put it out there. I'm doing great. I've had a lot of responses from people, and I love you guys, and I definitely am doing okay. I'm just burnt out, and we're going to get into that. A very long-winded intro to get to where we are now. And I do want to talk about burnout because it's one of those terms that we use a lot, or I find that I do, especially in the industry that I work in. I work in construction in Canada. So we definitely have a busy season and then a season that is much, much slower. Obviously through the spring, summer, and early fall, when there is no snow on the ground and the weather is amazing, we go hard. And throughout the winter, we tend to slow down quite a bit and sort of recoup and build up your energy again and take a break and have an opportunity to relax a little bit and re-energize. So burnout is a very common thing for us in the middle of our summers. When we are in the middle of busy season, everybody on my team is going hard to get as much done as we can possibly get done while the sun is shining and the weather is amazing, to work around the storms and just knock out as much work as possible, because that work basically carries us through the rest of the year. So burnout in my industry is a very, very real thing. Now, I've gotten close to burnout in previous years. I've gotten to a point where I feel like things are going to start to crumble around me because I am just that tired. And never in 5 years of working for this company, in 10 years working on a ship, have I gotten to the point where I have burned out. And it's funny because there definitely is a line where you are building up to it and you feel it coming, and I've never crossed it. 9 or 10 months on a ship, 10 to 15 hour days, 7 days a week, I have never gotten to a burnout. I've gotten close, but I've never crossed that threshold. And in the last few months, I've started to understand what burnout truly is. And I'm there. And this is where I've pulled back from my creative outlets. I've pulled back from having a social life. I've pulled back from everything because I don't have the energy. I don't have the capacity. I come home from work and I don't even want to look at a screen anymore. I'm exhausted, and I'm pretty sure my husband is so fed up with that expression, but I'm exhausted. Who I am generally is the person that comes home with energy, that wants to do things in the evening, that's good to just Netflix and chill or spend time with my husband or go for a walk around the neighborhood. Who I am is the person that wakes up at 4:30 every morning to work out, to start writing at 5 o'clock. This is the person that I am. This is who I am. I love to laugh. I am happy all the time. It is my nature to be happy, to be laughing, to be building other people up, to know joy. And that is not the case with this burnout. I am not happy. It takes a lot for me to be able to laugh. It takes a lot for me to be able to have a normal conversation that doesn't involve a negative thought or grousing or complaining or finding the problems instead of finding the solutions. Who I am is solution-based. I've always been solution-based. I don't like to dwell on the issues. I like to find the solutions. I like to find the next step and be that problem solver. And that's not who I've been. And that sends me even further into this burnout mentality because I get down on myself and then I start to spiral because I hate being negative. I hate being tired. I hate being upset. I hate not being able to see the good in other people. Burnout's a real thing. Whenever I've gotten to a point where things get bad in my life or complicated or stressful, there always seems to be this thing, and it's not tangible. It's not something I can touch or grab or feel. It's just something that's there that I know will snap me out of it, that I can shift my thinking into something else that will bring me back, that I can sort of push away that negativity and just ignore it and not have it be a part of my life and focus on the great stuff. And usually that snaps me right out of it and I can come back and be happy and be giddy and laughing and be that positivity for everybody around me. And that thing, whatever that intangible item is that is there, I still feel like it's there, but I can't reach it. And that's a new feeling for me. I've never gotten to this point. I've never broken down this far. And again, I'm going to reiterate, I'm okay. I'm not depressed. I'm not going through any kind of mental breakdown or any real psychological trauma. I'm just tired. I feel like we're doing a lot of coffee talks, but this is just a long explanation of sort of where I've been and what I'm going through. And maybe some of you can relate. Maybe some of you are going through the same thing right now. It's something that you feel coming on. And I definitely, if you want to reach out to me, I am happy to talk about it in general terms. Obviously, I cannot break it down for you and get too involved, but I completely understand where you're coming from. And if you need that support, you need the reminder that you've got this, I am here for that. So definitely reach out. One of my techniques, though, and this has always been something that I try to go back to at all times, and I'm still, even with being as far gone and as burnt out and as tired and as exhausted as I am right now, this is my go-to. So years ago, I was in a situation where it was a very unsafe, unhealthy situation to be in, and I was scared. I would wake up and just wish to be out of it, and I would dwell on that situation. And there were times where it felt like I was never going to get out of it, that I was never going to be able to move past it. And it felt like that exact moment was the be-all and end-all. It felt like I couldn't break free from it. And I ended up having an epiphany. I realized that in 5 years' time, where I was at that exact moment probably wouldn't matter. It would have an effect on how I led my life. It would be a memory and it would be a lesson learned, but it would be in the past. It would be something that I had overcome. And it made it okay. I could recognize that that exact moment where I was and what I was thinking and how stressed I was and how scared I was and everything about that moment was temporary. In the same way, I know that this moment in my life is temporary. And yes, it's lasted for a couple of months. And yes, I'm tired. And yes, tomorrow is just another day. And I know that I'm probably going to find it's going to be another day full of the same stuff that I'm going through right now. But it's temporary. And in 5 years' time, this isn't going to matter. In 5 years' time, my life is going to be different. My life is going to have moved on. This is going to be a memory. This is going to be something that I have overcome yet again. And this moment does not dictate the rest of my life. This moment doesn't change the rest of my life. And if this moment right now is going to change the rest of my life, then I need to give this moment the energy that it deserves. So in the same way, if there's something that you are doing or you want to do that you know is going to affect the rest of your life, that it's going to affect you in 10 years' time, that it is this moment right now is going to change the course of your life, make it matter. And if it doesn't matter, if it's not going to change the course of your life, if in 5 years' time this was simply a glitch, a blip on the radar, then stop giving it the energy that you're giving it. It doesn't deserve that energy. It doesn't deserve that much thought. It doesn't deserve your time. You have to get through these moments. You have to move on. You can't just blink and be 3 years down the road or a year down the road or even 6 months down the road. You've got to get through this. But these are lessons. Every one of these are challenges. This is how you're growing. This is how you're getting better, is by weathering all of these. And yes, I would love to be through this burnout. Yes, I would love to have the energy to just move on. I would love to have the energy to go for a walk with my husband at night, or to start creating, or to get chapter 2 written in the next book, because I haven't. But I know that every single day I'm getting stronger. Every single day that I weather this storm, that I weather these emotions, that I move past this frustration and this anger and this negativity, and I find a way to overcome, I am getting stronger. Remember that. And if this doesn't matter, don't give it the focus. Don't give it the legs in your life to become something. Focus your energy on what's going to matter in 5 years. That's all I have for you guys today. I hope that if you are going through something, that this might help. And I hope that this maybe clarifies a little bit about where I am, and I'm okay. And everything else, all the negativity, all the drama, if it's not serving you, stop giving it legs, stop giving it energy, and focus on you. Focus on what matters. Focus on what's going to get you further along in your career, your endeavors, whatever it is that you want to do with your life. Focus on that. Yes, it's selfish, but at the end of the day, you're what matters. You are the only one that can control that life. You're the only one that can control the direction of your life. I hope you guys all have an amazing day. I'll talk to you soon. Thank you so much for joining me today. If you liked what you heard, please subscribe on your way out. If you loved what you heard, please consider leaving me a review on iTunes and SoundCloud. All reviews will be featured in upcoming episodes. You can also find me on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. All those links are always going to be in the show notes below. I look forward to talking with you all again very soon. And until then, be mindful, be grateful, and be inspired.